From March 20th, 2014, at the 92nd Street Y in New York, this is Remembering Marion, highlights from a celebration of the music and life of Marion McPartland. I'm John Weber. On this day, 96 years ago, Marion was born Margaret Marion Turner in Windsor, England. She was a piano prodigy who later loved to tell the story of how her father had offered her £1,000 sterling not to become a jazz musician. But she did, and right after World War II, she married an American GI and cornet player and moved to the United States. Beginning when she was 60 years old, every week for almost the rest of her life, Marion hosted piano jazz on hundreds of radio stations across the country. It became NPR's longest-running and most-listened-to music program. Now, with her family, her piano jazz family, fellow musicians and fans, it is my privilege to host this celebration of the artistry, creativity, compositions, mentoring, and the legacy of Marion McPartland. That's Eddie Gomez playing bass with me on Marion's theme, Kaleidoscope. Here's Marion's granddaughter, Donna Gordahl.
I'm here to greet you on behalf of Marion McPartland's family. I'm the family part of the program. There'll be others like me. But surprisingly, I would like to start out by thanking my grandfather, Jimmy McPartland, because he had... Oh, thank you. He had the brilliant idea of marrying Marriott Margaret Turner and bringing her back to the United States. Marion was my mother's best girlfriend, and then she became mine. But Marion lived to be 95, and she never grew old and never lost her spark or wit. I could go on and on about Marion, but I can kind of hear her saying now, let's play some music. So Marion has a very dear friend here tonight named Barbara Carroll, and she will be playing for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here tonight. You know, I met Marion McPartland 65 years ago. And I'm thrilled to say that we were friends, and I admired her greatly all those 65 years. Friend, are you okay, old friend? What do you say, old friend? I want the what, when, and how. Old friends tend to become old habits. I never knew how much I missed you till now. New friends pour through the revolve door. Maybe there's one that's more, and in a pinch, sure they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us? Damn few. Stephen Sondheim. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce a young man. I'm crazy about him. I love his playing. I love him. Bill Sharlock.
Marion McPartland. She showed that a great jazz musician could come from anywhere. I'm so lucky to have known her. God bless Marion McPartland. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome George Mraz. We're going to play Marion's A Delicate Balance. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the one and only Tony Bennett.
Thank you very much. Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight.
John Weber just told me backstage that now I can put on my resume that Tony Bennett opened for me at the 92nd Street Y. I'm Marilee Trost, and I am a friend of Marian McPartland's. She was elegant, always stylishly dressed and coiffed. Yet people sensed her approachability. And after listening to piano jazz for years, they felt she was her friend. And in a way, she was their friend. After a draining 2-hour concert, she would sit for an hour or more, autographing CDs, talking to each person, receiving their compliments, and sharing their stories, often about the Hickory House. She really was interested in people and their stories, but there was one thing that puzzled her. She'd say to me, "People are always telling me that they love me. What does that mean? How can they love me? They don't know me." And I'd tell her that I thought they meant that they loved her music, her unmistakable voice, the interesting interviews she did on piano jazz. And they loved the person they knew she was. With Marian, what you saw was what she was. A charming, gracious, intelligent, strong, clever, opinionated, talented, caring woman. Marian, we love you. Marian and Dave Brubeck were great friends. Dave's son, Chris Brubeck, is here to present a very special song. Chris?
Thank you very much. The whole Brubeck family had a little admiration club for Marian McPartland. She was a tremendous talent, a wise human being, a walking history of jazz, fearless, able to play with any of the fantastic guests she had. And at one point, well, 2 points actually, included my father, Dave Brubeck. The second time, the show was down in Washington, and my dad flew down there, and he was going through a kick where he was writing songs based on people's names. And he was on the airplane, obviously no piano. And he was going, "Marian McPartland, Marian McPartland." And then he got a little melody in his mind, "Marian McPartland, Marian McPartland." So he had this tune written down. And when they got into their interview down in Washington, she said, "Well, Dave, have you written anything lately?" He said, "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I just wrote something. Well, what's it called? Marion McPartland. Well, could you play it for me? I don't know. I've never tried before. So anyhow, she encouraged him to play it. It was the first time he played it. And of course, Marion was such a fabulous musician that she just played it great right along with him. The second chorus, she understood all the chords and jumped right in. So that's the tune we're going to play. And I'm so thrilled to have on stage with me Jimmy McPartland's grandson, Doug Castle, is going to play drums, and of course, the incomparable Bill Charlap on piano.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area, or listen to the program online. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, NPR member stations, and NPR.